Blog Talk Radio.
I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting cool, yeah. Summer night, everybody, are you with me? Let that eagle cool and mark your piece of paradise. Summer night, everybody feeling sexy. Holler if you're ready for some summer night.
Well, welcome everybody to Friday Traffic Jams with your girl Linus on this last day of October, the 31st. I'm so glad you're joining me on the Essence of Success Radio Network. If you got a Halloween shout out, because you know this is the Halloween show, we're going to have fun today. That number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. If you guys want to go in there and talk or chit-chat or what you're doing for Halloween, please go in and enjoy yourself. No birthdays this week. Surprisingly, no Halloween babies that I know of. But anyway, let's see what else is going on. Yep, just it's Halloween night, and I hope all the parents are, you know, you're being safe with the children. If you're not taking your children out going door-to-door, then there's also the malls. Most of the malls across the nation do give out candy at the stores. They have a representative at the door of the stores, and they give out candy to the kids, which is also safe environment for the children. And then the other one is community centers. Don't forget about those, folks. You can take your kids there. Your neighborhood or the city that you live in, I know that the community centers are active with things for the children, so they don't have to be outside. And then the third one, of course, is church. And at church, they have, my computer act like it's trying to stop. Isn't this something? Anyway, at church, they call it All Saints Day, where the children come in characters from the Bible. So there's three good things beside if you don't want to go door-to-door, you don't want to chance it with some of the neighborhood people or whatever. So there is options open for you. And with that, my computer just decided to crash. I hope I'm still on the air and you guys can hear me because my music is there on the air. I can't even play the music without getting back into the computer. I don't know what happened, but it crashed down. So it's starting back up again. And I hope that you guys are still with me on the line. Let's see, what else can I talk about? Oh, after this show, I should tell you this, on Saturday at 9 p.m., Maxwell will be on doing a Halloween show, and I think it's going to be about movies, music, and different things that people do during Halloween. So that's Saturday at 9. And then Sunday at 3 o'clock is psychic readings, as always. And that's at 3. One question per caller, please. I'm no longer doing the ninth caller for the fact that I just want to take some time off. So I'll be doing it again. I'll start it back up in February. So in the meantime, you just call in and you get your questions answered to the best of my ability. And sometimes we even have Brenda come back and she joins us here and there when she has the opportunity to do so. Let's see, what else? Oh, and then Wednesday, of course, is in the studio with me. So that's every Wednesday at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7. And we talk about entertainment news, news of the weird, and, of course, sports because it's NFL season. Major League just closed with the Giants winning. So it will be the NFL. And, of course, the NBA is getting ready to start back up. How about that, folks, huh? Okay, and yes, my computer is still loading while I'm doing all this talking. So, I don't know what's going on. What else can I talk about? Oh, I went and got my candy today. Y'all, I have to say this. I wasn't going to buy any candy because most times it's only like one or two kids. But anyway, I went ahead and I said, what the hell, I'll go ahead and buy some candy. So, anyway, when I was at the store, you know, right now, because today is Halloween, they got everything kind of cheap, you know, two for $5 or something like that. But anyway, they got big bags. If you want a 5-pound bag, it's like $9 with good candy, the good stuff. So, and that's what I bought was the 5-pound bag of the good stuff. Well, it looks like I'm having to log all the way back in. So I guess I may be off the air. I don't know. We're going to try this again. And hopefully that it works correctly with no problems. Oh, boy, here we go. Oops. Stick with me, folks, if I'm still on the air hot. So. Oh, and also let me tell you, tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock our time, Pacific time, or if you're on the West Coast, it would be 9 o'clock. It'd be 10 o'clock your time on the East Coast. It's the NFL show. It's me, Dave, Gio, Sammo, and we talk about the guys do the collegiate the first hour of the show, and then the second hour of the show, I come in and do the NFL. So anyway... Oh, well, looky here. It's still there. So I guess I've been on the air for all this time. How about that? Hope you enjoyed listening to me. Okay, let's get some Halloween music going. Good God Almighty, huh? Let's do this. Okay, this first one.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn. One big eye, like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looked strange to me.
One-eyed.
Oh, really came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
you're so
it was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One more.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon code, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground and he started to rock, but really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple. A pigeon toad, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater. What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Really went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Ha 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 ha.
The house is a museum. When people come to see them, they really are a scream. The Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
Love it, love it, love it. Well, y'all, I don't know what's going on, but I'm getting this thing across the screen. It says Winder's PowerShell has stopped working. Close the program. Are you kidding me? What the hell is going on? What in the world is going on? Okay, well, you know what? We're going to continue the music. If I crash again, you don't hear from me, you know what happened. But I'll be back. Okay.
walking in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from its slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
No.
Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring.
No.
Seemed he was troubled by just one thing.
No.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Did you get mash?
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Eat here, God, you impetuous
monster
young
mash.
Boy.
Mash good.
Monster mash.
Gosh.
Okay, gang, I guess I'm going to have to close my music's out. It keeps telling me they're going to shut the program. It's going to, no. Windows PowerShell has stopped working. Closed program. I don't know what that means. Okay, I'm going to try and bring it back because I want you to be able to hear the music. And I don't know why it's doing that. So, anyway. Ooh, here we go.
Thank you.
That's enough to scare the dickens out of you, huh? I don't know if I'd even want to be around my boy there. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to my show, and I hope that you were able to hear it and that I was on the air at least for 30 minutes. So with that, I'm going to close it out. And if you were able to hear 30 minutes of the show, happy Halloween, and thank you for hanging in there and listening, and I hope you did enjoy the music that I was able to play. In the meantime, have a safe time tonight, or if you're going out party, please be careful with your drinking or smoking weed, whatever that you do. But just be careful. Have a designated somebody, driver, friend, relative, whomever, and a quarter or 50 cents in your pocket if you don't have a cell phone. All righty then. Have a good time. Happy Halloween. And you know that I love you. And next week, all these little problems I was going through tonight, they will be corrected. All right. Take care. See ya.